Bikurim Perik Gimel Mishnah Vav. Ardeya Hasal Al Kasefo, while this basket was on his shoulder, meaning the person that was bringing the Bikurim, Kari Migadati Ayom La Shamalai Kacha. So he would read from the Parsha of Higadati Ayom, Ad Shagomer Kol HaParsha, until he finished the whole Parsha. Rabbi Huda Omer Ad Arami Ovid Avi. Rabbi Huda says he would read until Arami Ovid Avi. So firstly, the Rav right away says the Halacha is not like Rabbi Huda. So the Rav is learning that there's a Machloikas here. And this is the way most learn. Tosfos Yontif seems to have a different pshat going through this Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that you would say until Arami Ovid Avi, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's going to follow is, as the Mishnah says, Higiel Arami Ovid Avi, Merid Hasal Mial Kasefo, he would take the basket off of his shoulder, Vechazoi Besif Sosov, and he would hold the basket by the rims of the basket, from the top, Vekoin Maniach Yodo Tachtov Uminifo, and the Kohen would put his hands underneath this basket, so the guy bringing the Bikurim would hold it on the top of the rims, you know, from the side, and the Kohen would hold it from underneath Menifo, and he would wave it, meaning he would move it forwards and backwards, and up and down. V'karim Arami Ovid Avi Achu Garmer Kol HaParsha. At that point, he would continue and read from Arami Ovid Avi until the end of the Parsha. U'menicha b'tzad ha-mizbeach, and he would put it on the southern western part of the Mizbeach, like the Rav explains. V'shtachave v'yotza, and he would bow down, and then he would go. So the Rav points out a few things here. Number one is that there's a whole machlokes whether the Kohen puts his hands under the hands of the Baal when he does tenufa. Here in this Mishnah, it's mashma, that the Kohen's hands were not underneath the hands of the owner when he did tenufa, because the owner's hands are on the sides, the rims of the basket, and the Kohen's hand was on the bottom. The second thing we see is that this Tana held that there was only one tenufa, one waving, because the Sifri says that there were two tenufas. One when they did this, Peshas HaKriya, and there was another tenufa that was done when they put it next to the Mizbeach, and it's learned out from drushes. Every tenufa, as we said, is molech u'mevi, is forwards and back, malu merid, up and down.